You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices. And as always, we are here with Bob Ide from Fox 56.
Yeah, I keep getting invited back. So
You're doing something right,
yeah, Roger? I appreciate it.
Yes.
We have fun.
Yeah.
We
do, sir.
We'll talk sports. Yeah.
So speaking of doing something right, we're going to start with college basketball.
Yeah.
And some successes in our region this week.
Great games last weekend. Susquehanna University, the men's basketball team, took on Wilkes in the landmark championship finals. Susquehanna was the sixth seed. So that means they had to play three games on the road, and they won all of them.
Wow.
So that's impressive. And they're going to go to the NCAA tournament. We're going to talk about that in a second. So
yes.
Frank Marcinic, longtime coach with the Riverhawks, was a little bit surprised. He said he hasn't done that since they were in the MAC and they were the fourth seed. Never has he coached a team as a sixth seed that beat three teams on the road and now going to the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
So they will now play at Hood College in Maryland Friday against Redland University. They are in California.
Oh, wow.
Redlands, San Francisco.
Yeah.
They have to travel to Hood in Maryland to take on Susquehanna at 3 o'clock on Friday. That's a first round of the tournament. And then whoever wins those two games on Friday plays Saturday to move on in the NCAA tournament.
And we're going to hear from Frank, right?
We're going to hear from Frank.
A week ago, we didn't even think we were getting in. You know, we got help from Juniata. We got in, went on the road three times, got three Ws. What a tribute to my team. What a tribute to my staff. We feel like we have a championship culture, championship habits, and that's what we relied upon today.
Okay.
So the Lady Royals, we've been talking about them all year since they beat Pitt back in November.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. They finally won their landmark championship. The 11th straight, and they won by almost 40 points over Elizabethtown.
Oh, wow.
That's how good they're playing. They're the fourth team in the country, some say the second team in the country. They're going to host, which they've done the last few years, and they're going to take on Farmingham on Friday night at 8 o'clock. And then the winners of there's a tournament, same thing, winners play on Saturday. So I had a chance to talk to Kaylee Romanowski, a senior from the University of Scranton.
Okay, let's hear from Kaylee.
I think this year we have a lot of experience on the team. We were all pretty much there except for the freshmen last year to experience that heartbreak. And that's one thing that you never forget. You don't forget the thought of somebody else cutting down your own nets on your own home court. So that's just kind of been our motivation this year. We want to get back to the Elite Eight, get hopefully through to the Final Four, and then hopefully a national championship.
Wow. So, Bob, that was a really emotional recollection.
From Kaylee Romanowski.
Correct.
Played at Western Wayne.
Yes.
And what she's talking about is last year, Scranton was in the same situation.
Okay.
They had hosted the first two rounds. They were going the Elite Eight before the Final Four, and they ended up losing in the championship game, which I think was shocking to everybody.
Yes.
Actually, they lost the night before that, so it was shocking to everybody.
Yeah.
Again, that's a motivation for this team. There's three really good seniors on this team.
Right.
A very talented Lady Royals team. And they are motivated. They want to get to Virginia, Salem, Virginia. That's where the Final Four is this year. And you know what? I think they can do it.
Okay.
And I think they know they can do it. And again, motivation goes a long way.
And there's a chance they could face their nemesis down the road.
Nemesis and NYU down the road. But let's see how everything plays out first. Okay. One game at a time.
Okay, sir. Well, let's stay with basketball. We're going to talk about some high school basketball playoffs. And you were at the arena in Wilkes-Barre Township.
Yeah. I was. Yeah. That was District 2. It's always fun to play at the arena.
Yeah.
One of the games on Thursday last week, Dunmore, Riverside Boys.
Right.
Third time they met. Biggest crowd ever for a District 2 championship game. It had to be like 4,000 people in the arena. Great atmosphere. A lot of people stuck around. Nico Antonacci, of course, a lot of people want to see him. But it was a very good game. Dunmore actually jumped out to a big lead, and Riverside came back. I think they only led twice. And it was like last minute of the game.
Okay.
Also, Scranton Prep won the girls and the boys 4A finals. So they will host this weekend. Valley View also sending two teams to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Their boys and girls, they both finished second.
Okay.
And a lot of good games there.
Yeah.
So the Classics and the Cavaliers, they will play this weekend. So the boys will play on Friday night, and they will take on Schuylkill Valley.
Okay.
The girls will play Saturday and take on Lancaster Catholic. Both of those teams out of District 3. And after the game last week, I had a chance to talk to Bob Avila, the girls' coach, and Larry Reagan, the boys' coach, about what he expects from their teams in the state playoffs.
Okay, let's hear from Bob and Larry.
District 3 is loaded. You know, the number 4 seed from District 3 is going to be as good as any team that we've played all year long. So our job between now and then is for a few days here to celebrate and then see what we're up against. More than anything, it's about us getting better in a week's time and being ready to play that game next Saturday afternoon.
It, with these guys, I think it's kind of easy. They play hard. They push each other in practice every day. And I've got a bunch of juniors and seniors who are not afraid to speak up. So they're going to be ready to roll.
All right, Bob. So we're back. And we are going to talk about wrestling because there's some action down in Hershey. Going
yeah, the
speak.
PIAA individual wrestling. This is always a big tournament. Again, another packed arena. The finals, if people want to go, will be at the Giant Center in Hershey, Saturday at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
That's the finals.
Yep.
So some great wrestlings. Started yesterday, continues today.
Okay.
And, you know, some of the regional winners that we're going to look for this week is, like, Nate Schumann. He won the 107-pound AA. He's a Honesdale product. Bradley Wagner out of Mifflinburg at 133 pounds. Mm-hmm. He finished 6th and 7th last year. So Brant Hare out of Montgomery, he's headed to Rutgers. He's a two-time champion at 145 pounds. So he's definitely one of the favorites. Gage Wenzel, Montoursville, 172 pounds. He finished 2nd last year.
Right.
So, again, motivation there. Landon Tucker at 215.
Okay.
Mifflinburg, he didn't place last year, but, again, a regional winner. In AAA, the Benio brothers out of Hazleton.
All right.
They're an interesting story.
Yeah.
They were at West Scranton. They went to Hazleton. They won the districts. They both finished 2nd at regionals.
Mm-hmm.
They're twins.
Oh, wow.
Yes, they're twins at 114 and 121 pounds. So look for them. Let's see how they do. Okay. They've been beating everybody pretty handily. And it's really interesting if you go, there's three mats going at the same time per weight class for the championships.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool to watch. It's tough to watch all of them,
mm-hmm.
but there's some fantastic wrestling, as we know, in Pennsylvania. And it all culminates this weekend in Hershey.
Bob, I think that's all for this week, sir. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.